This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 15th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA announced yesterday actions totaling $7.1 million in civil penalties against American Airlines for safety and inspection issues and deficiencies in its drug and alcohol testing programs. The FAA alleges that last December, American used the wrong provisions of its minimum equipment list when it returned two MD-83s to service after pilots had reported problems and flew the planes 58 times in violation of FAA regulations. In May of this year, the FAA proposed $2.7 million in civil penalties against American for alleged past deficiencies in its drug and alcohol testing programs and for allegedly operating aircraft in past years without timely inspections of emergency escape path lighting systems. At this point, these are FAA allegations. The agency says the airline will have the chance to respond. Eclipse Aviation's style of dealing with media controversy sure has changed since Vern Rayburn left. On Thursday, the company responded to rumors it would move production out of Albuquerque, not with reassurances from the top as we're used to, but rather by telling the media, to paraphrase, "No, we're not moving, and it's none of your business right now." Since Rayburn resigned as CEO at a press conference on the opening morning of AirVenture, 190 temporary production workers have been sent home. Avionics upgrades and refunds owed customers are being stalled, and the company has wavered on moving forward with the Eclipse 400 single-engine jet, even though it's already taken deposits for it. This all started rumors about the company's financial health and about possible plans to shift all production to its facility in Russia. For now, the company official statement is, quote, "We are evaluating every aspect of the company, and we will announce a plan to profitability by the end of the month." Eclipse also confirms it has no intention to move its production facilities outside of the United States, in contrast to some current media speculation, unquote. Eclipse adds it will not release further information regarding its plans or conduct any media interviews at this time. We'll just have to wait and see whether "have no plans to move" survives the evaluating every aspect of the company process. The U.S. Department of Transportation's Bureau of Transportation Statistics says that travel on U.S. airlines during the month of May was down 1.3% from May last year and was the third individual month in a row to drop. Further breakdowns suggest economic factors. The domestic passenger count was down 2.3%, possibly reflecting a slowing in the U.S. economy. International passengers, who suddenly find their euros and yen buying much more against a slumping U.S. dollar, actually increased 6.5%. After months of dire predictions, a Morgan Stanley analyst is saying now that the worst may be over for the U.S. airline industry. Thomson Financial reports William Green has been advising investors to avoid airline stocks until a global financial slump forces many carriers to restructure. Now, however, Morgan Stanley says declining oil prices have brought decreased chances for that tipping point to occur during 2009, and Green predicts that Continental, Delta, JetBlue, and maybe even United could turn a profit if oil prices stay around $115 a barrel. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Spectrum Aeronautical has a new fleet buyer for its jets. NTSB says there was no Mayday call before an Angel flight crash. And American Airlines defends a decision to use the slides. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, we'll hear Frank Robinson provide an update on Robinson helicopters from this year's Heli Expo show in Houston. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.